under the direction of Kam Taqdeer Man Allah. Kulla Yawmin Wajib, every moment Allah exhibits His Shan, Allah exhibits His Qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, the creator, fashioner, coordinator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah, there is no advisor with Allah, there is no assistant with Allah. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض, from the heavens to the earth, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator of every situation, condition and circumstance, without consultation of anyone, without the assistance of anyone, is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهٌ. He is the Ilah of the heaven, He is the Ilah of the earth. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whomsoever He wants. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whomsoever He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, not a biological coincidence. Not because of where you were born, not because of your intelligence. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need, hunger, strife, difficulty, in the hands of Allah. تَعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition, in the hands of Allah. تَذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, ignominy, falling from grace, in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness, in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَ. Sadness, in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death, in the hands of Allah. أَحْيَى. Life, in the hands of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, and not less than that which Allah wants. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the armies, technologies, governments of this world can get together. لم يكن, it will never ever happen. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده. إن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله. Halas, conditions, situations, circumstances. This is not dependent on the will of any government. Nor is it dependent on any economy. Nor is it dependent on any such and such circumstances. But halas and conditions in this world is dependent primarily on the irada and the will of one Allah alone. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ وَالْلَيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَمَا سَكَنَ فِيهِمَا لِلَّهِ وَحْدًا. All these verses of the Quran, one primary message has been given. That the system of this universe runs on the sunnah of Allah. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَمْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate or digress from His sunnah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ لَا تَبَدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. There is no deviating or digressing from the sunnah and system of Allah. The kuffar of Makkah, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they posed the question, هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Do we control anything? Does this insan have the capacity or the capability of determining any of the halat and conditions of this world? هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Jibreel is sent Immediately call, tell them, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Every affair, every decree, every condition, every circumstance belongs to one Allah alone. We are living in an era, we are living in a period, whether it is the East or the West, whichever corner of the globe you may look, whether it is the technologically advanced first world countries, or whether it is the third world countries which are considered to be backwards, in whichever direction we look, we are living in an era or period where this humanity and every system which he set up, by which he considered his success, by which he considered are the goals and aspirations of the life of this world, every one of those systems have crumbled and broken down. In fact, this world today, this insanity, this humanity today, has become a living embodiment of the verse of the Quran, where Allah says, O kadhulumat, O kadhulumat, fi bahril lujji, yaghshahu mawt, min fawqihi sahab, dhulumat, ba'duha fawqa ba'd, idha akhraja yadahu, lam yakad yaraha, wa man lam yaj'al Allahu lahu nura, fama lahu min nur. Quran depicts a pitch black night, O Kadhulumat. One is the darkness of the night, the other is the darkness fi bahril lujji, of a dark ocean. Third is the darkness of the storm. Fourth is the darkness of the shadow of one rising wave, above a rising wave. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Such darkness that if you take your hand out and put it in front of your face, you will not be able to see your fingers. And then what does Allah Ta'ala say? وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah does not give them light, if Allah doesn't guide them, where are they going to get light from? Every one of the systems of this world has crumbled and broken down. We were told, get a degree, acquire a degree, you will be successful. Your job is guaranteed, your future financial prospects are guaranteed. Go and see the unemployment lines, the long, long queues, those same degrees which from infancy, this idea was drummed into the mind and the heart. In that paper is success, in that paper is respect, in that paper is dignity and honor. Today they are not even worth toilet paper. Every one of the economical systems of this world has crumbled. Social system has crumbled. The family structure has broken down. Broken homes have become the order of the day. Children with no identity. The biological, natural desire within human beings to procreate and to build up a family, that insaniyat has lost. Suicide rate is soaring. Alcohol consumption is soaring. Children have lost their direction. The other day, one jamaat came from America, they gave Karbizai, they said, we met one child psychologist. Child psychologists, they were surprised. Since when do children need psychiatric treatment? This child psychologist said to that jamaat, you are surprised. If you go to my surgery, the next available appointment is in 3 years. A mother no longer recognizes her role. A father no longer recognizes his role. The entire family system and structure has crumbled. Whether it is the first world countries, whether it is the third world countries, this humanity today has become a living embodiment of this verse of the Quran. And what is the underlying cause that we are trying to determine the purpose of this life? We are trying to determine our goals. We are trying to map out our existence, having taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of the equation. And as long as Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are taken out of this equation, then like one of our elders is Imam Susab, he is Rahmatullahi beautifully put it. As long as you will attempt to adjust your melody and your pride, having taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of the equation, what will happen? He said, Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai. Aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kar rahe jisse pareshani badhta hai. The ummat is in a plight, humanity is in a plight. And it is trying to adjust its malady and its sickness with such avenues by which, in fact, the problem will be exacerbated, it will become worse. Like taking an axe and striking one's own foot with it. This earth belongs to Allah. It is His dominion. It is His kingdom. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, why don't the disbelievers see? Why don't you realize that the heavens and the earth were compact? فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. We split them. We brought the sky and earth into existence. There wasn't one grain of water. We brought the oceans into existence. What they say, water is H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Give them two jars of hydrogen, one jar of oxygen. Give them the best laboratory in the world. Give them from now to the Qiyamah and tell them to make one droplet of water for you by the Qasam of my Allah. They will not make one droplet of water. There wasn't one droplet of water, Allah brought the oceans into existence. There wasn't one wisp of air, Allah brought the atmosphere into existence. There wasn't one grain of sand, Allah brought the deserts into existence. There wasn't one pebble or stone, Allah brought the mountains into existence. Allah, the raw material, was what? Nothingness. This human being has the idea that he is creating and manufacturing. He requires the raw material to create or manufacture. Allah, the raw material, is nothingness. From Adam, Allah gives wujud. From non-existence, Allah brings into existence. Everything around us. Petrol, limitless supply. Utilize more than water, yet it is still pouring out. Gold, silver, diamonds, platinum, minerals. What has Allah not kept in this earth? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٍ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. How many verses? Quran is shouting out to us. But look around you. This earth that you are walking upon, this earth is not still. It is spinning. It's spinning at a speed of 1,000 kilometers an hour. It is moving outwards at a speed of 65,000 miles an hour, 108,000 kilometers an hour. How is it that you are stable upon it? Why aren't you being thrown from it? The earth is round. You look at a lizard on the roof and you think the lizard is upside down. The lizard is looking at you. You are upside down. Why aren't you thrown from it? 14 centuries ago, perhaps, these verses were not fully appreciated. by the Bedouins of that time. Such terminology Quran uses, Allah uses, we made it in cradle, we made it stable, we gave you stability, we subjugated it to you for you. Allah said, we subjugated this earth to you. Spreading on its axis 1,000 kilometers, moving outward 65,000 kilometers, 65,000 miles an hour. And there is a third motion. A third motion. This earth tilts on its axis 23 degrees 5 minutes to the right, 23 degrees 5 minutes to the left. This third motion brings about the four seasons. This third motion brings about the rising of the waves, which for which the sweetening of the fruit and vegetation is dependent upon. This third motion causes the variation in climate. This third motion causes the variation of day and night. And very, very importantly, this third motion causes the movement of the wind. So that every time you are breathing out, this human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. Subconsciously, in, out, he's breathing. He doesn't even realize it. He's taking in 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. What is insan's contribution? What does he give off? He takes in oxygen, which is pure. He gives off carbon dioxide, which is poison. If Allah had not created this third motion, the tilting of the earth by which the winds are coming to existence, then what will happen? Each time you breathe out, the carbon dioxide will get stuck in front of you. So that with each breath of air that comes out, eventually you will poison yourself and you will suffocate to death. But to move this carbon dioxide away from you, this third motion of the earth, then obviously, you are contributing poison to the atmosphere. Centuries have passed. The oxygen level is 21%. If it had to move up to 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. 2% more. Besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burnt to ashes. There's no funnel, no regulator, no pipe, no gadget to check the level. Centuries have passed. Kept constant at 21%, which is conducive for the respiratory system of this insan. What has Allah done? Allah has made the leaves of the trees, that tiny makhluk of Allah which we take for granted, inside each leaf, such a chemical process is taking place that the most complex chemical laboratory of this world cannot carry out the function that the leaf is carrying out. Process of photosynthesis, sunlight taken in, complex process by which what is produced, oxygen is produced, so that every leaf of every tree is serving this insan. Within this insan, you are breathing in, breathing out, 20,000 times every day. Within the insan, they are your lungs, which are made up of 150 million air sacs. 150 million air sacs. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the oxygen. Every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to bathe it in oxygen. Where did the complexity of the lung of this human being come into existence? Where is the design from? So that each time you are breathing in, breathing out, that ah, that sigh, that breath is shouting out to you, calling out to you, recognize the Qudrat of Allah. Recognize the power of your Allah. One favor, one bounty. Alam naj'alil arda kifata. Allah says, why don't you look at this earth? Above the earth you are living, inside the earth you are dead. One continent. You want water, you dig the earth. You want crops, you dig the earth. You want to build a house, dig the same earth. How much have we taken for granted? We have a ponder. You want to go for a holiday, look at fancy scenery, travel the earth. Somewhere there's a waterfall. Somewhere there's a snow-capped mountain peak. Somewhere there's a lush orchard. Somewhere there are beautiful scenery. How many different functions and purposes Allah has kept in the same heart? Inside it contains your birth. On the surface it contains whatever of you. That which Quran says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. We have made this earth zaleel. We have subjugated it for you. We have humiliated it before you. So that you give it your worst and it gives you back its best. Allah invites you, O Allah, O Allah, Ayat, Mumukineen, in this earth, a time. So people have yaqeen and conviction. Allah does not stretch this earth out so that you make dinah upon it. Allah does not stretch this earth out so that you stamp your foot or slide upon it. Allah does not stretch this earth out and put these countless benefits and bounties in it for you, so that you flagrantly violate the command of Allah upon it. And worse than that, you take Allah out of the equation, and then you want to rule the earth. You want to run the earth in your system. Who are you making war with? Who are you making dushman with? Where does the authority come from? Where does that foolishness enter the mind of insan when he is prepared to defy the authority of Allah? This is why Allah Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, عَجِبْتُ to him and خَرَجَ مِنْ مَجْرَ الْبَوْلِ مَرَّتَيْنِ كَيْفَ يَتَكَبَّرْ. That it surprises me that that human being that passed through the passage of urine twice, how pride and arrogance still comes in his heart. How is he still prepared to defy the authority of Allah? هُوَ الَّذِي سَقَّرَ الْبَحَرْ سَقَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ سَقَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Verse upon verse, Quran is shouting out to you. Allah subjugated the day for you, the night for you, the earth for you, the sky for you. All this, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. You, insan, Allah created everything for you. How many countless different balances have been placed for you to exist? Just your respiratory system. Each aspect of your existence. Look at our authority. Look at the vehemence of Quran. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Tell them, which Allah are they making kufr with? Which Allah are they prepared to defy? Which Allah are they turn their back upon? That Allah who created, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَسَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah who created the earth in 2 days, created the heavens in 2 days, and 2 days, قَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ. 2 days the creation of the earth, 2 days filling this earth with what? With what this human being requires to exist. This earth is so tiny, when compared with this vast universe. The comparison of this earth with the universe, it is said if you divide a centimeter into 100 million parts, that will give you the idea of the comparison of this earth with the rest of the universe. And yet what is Quran telling us? 4 days for the earth and 2 days for the rest of the universe. These days are not literal days. Because we establish days by the rising and the setting of the sun. This is before all that. Allah is speaking of the creation of the entire universe. That is why Mufassirin say these are six periods of time. Allah doesn't need time, this is just for our understanding. Such is the vastness of Allah's creation. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in his tafsir that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ghar Hira. Istara'alahu Jibreel. Jibreel came, revealed himself in his original form. فَسَدَّ الْأُفُقْ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقْ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ Jibreel in his original form, the entire horizon was blocked. From east to west, the whole world became dark. Such a frightening time it was. Allah Rasul, فَقَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ Allah Rasul, صَلَّى اللَّهُ unconscious. So Jibreel came down, في Surah Adami, in the form of a person, revived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened his eyes, he said, Subhanallah. Glory be to my Allah, Jibreel. مَا ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ أَحَدًا عَلَى مِثْلِ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ He says, I had absolutely no idea that Allah had created any creation as vast as you. What does Jibreel say to him, Ya Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْن مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُ مِيَةِ جَنَاحِ He says, Ya Rasulullah, I only opened two of my wings. And I have 600 wings. I have 600 wings. وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِي مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا He goes further to say that I am just one small creation in front of the other creations of Allah. I am just one tiny creation in front of the other creations of Allah. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ إِسْرَافِيلِ Allah has created Israfil. لَهُ سِتُّ مِيَةِ جَنَاحِ Israfil has 600 wings. One wing of Israfil will cover my entire body. What is the haybat of Allah? What is the khashiyat of Allah? What is the authority of Allah? Jibreel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah commands, Ya Israfil, O Israfil, such is the fear that enters this one angel of Allah, that his entire wujud, his entire body shrinks. Hatta takun kal wad'i saghir, ekal ashfuri saghir, till he becomes a tiny pigeon in front of Allah. We haven't understood the vastness of Allah's creation. Allah's qudrat, Allah's haybat, Allah's jalal, akbar min kulli kabeer, asma min kulli qawi, a'aj min kulli azeez, a'azam min kulli azeem, ajal min kulli jaleel, greater than anything with greatness. More mighty than anything with might, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory. More powerful than anything with power. He said one line, once the light of one star reached the earth a few years ago. When did it start traveling? What is the speed of light? 186,282 miles per second. 186,282 miles per second. At that speed, when did it start traveling? Last month, the previous month, few weeks ago, few years ago, it started traveling 14 billion years ago. No. And it reached the earth now. One star, this galaxy in which we are living, is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what we call a super galaxy. They estimate that there are 2.5 billion stars in this galaxy. Some of them are million times the size of the sun. It is estimated the sun is 365,000 times the size of the earth. Some stars are million times the size of the sun. This galaxy is so vast, that it is said that if you travel at the speed of light, 300,000 kilometers per second, 186,282 miles per second. At that speed in 1 year, what distance will you cover? Approximately 9.5 trillion kilometers.
At that speed, just this galaxy, how vast is it? They estimate it is 125,000 light years. 125,000 light years is just this galaxy. And besides this, they estimate there are 1 billion other such galaxies. In 1980, a magazine was published by NASA under the title The Plain Truth. Whether it's the truth or not, Allah knows best. But anyway, under that title they published a magazine. In that they said that the universe that is visible to us is only 3%. The other 97% is not visible. What we call the black hole. The matter contained therein, the density of it is such that 1 tablespoon of matter of the black hole is more dense than the combined other 3% of the universe. They said we can only see 3%. In that 3% there are so many stars. So many stars. So many stars that in 1 second, 1 second is given to name each star. It will take 300 trillion years just to name the star. Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's haybat, Allah's jalal. This is why Quran is telling us, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. What is Quran telling us? If the trees have to turn into pen, the waters of the ocean into ink, add another 7 oceans, and say to the entire creation of Allah, write Allah's tarif, write Allah's kalimat, write Allah's greatness. The pens will come to an end, the ocean will come to an end, the ink will get finished, the pens will get finished, insan, jinnat, and the rest of Allah's creation will perish, but Allah's kalimat, Allah's greatness, Allah's tarif will never ever come to an end. And yet still the tongue of this insan does not move in the hand of Allah. This heart is not beating. Not beating with the love of Allah. More blind than us. More oppressive than us. Who is there? Everything around us is inviting you. Inviting you. Recognize the qudrat of Allah. Recognize the power of Allah. Recognize the haybat of Allah. Recognize the jalal of Allah. Allah didn't send us to put up industries. Allah didn't send us for economy. Allah did not send us to amass the wealth of this world. This entire world is not equal in the sight of Allah to one mosquito also. It has no value. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَزُخْرُفًا وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ عِندَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Surah Zukhruf, one verse, what is Allah saying? We wanted to make the homes of the disbelievers out of gold. We wanted to pave their streets with gold. We wanted to shower the wrath of the world upon them because this world has no value. Why did we not do this? We feared that the believers, when they see the pomp and the wealth and the embellishment of the disbelievers, the lalach and greed of this world will cause them to forsake their iman. This is why we didn't do it, but this world has no value in the sight of Allah. Ayyamun ma'dudat, mata'un qaleel, kasarabin biqiya, yahsabuhu dham'anu ma'a. Passing free. If this ideology, or this invitation that is being purported in every school, every university, every so-called educational institute, spouted out by the media, this call and invitation that is ringing from every direction, that paisa ho to kaam banega, acquire the material wealth of this world and you will be successful. Take Allah and His Rasul out of the equation. in worldly success, in material achievement and success, if there was any basis whatsoever, to this cause, to this intervention, to this ideology, then the pride of humanity, the pride of humanity, Sayyidul Awwaleena wal Akhireen, Tajirai Madina, Muhammad Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what does Umar say? Radiallahu anhu, he says, Dakhaltu ala Rasulillahi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Faithahu wa mutfajyun ala rimalin hasir, Laysa baynahu wa baynahu firash, Mustakiyan, وَقَدْ أَثَّرَ الرِّمَالُ بِجَمِّهِ مُتَّكِرًا عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ مِنْ قُلُمْ خَشْوَ عَلِيدٍ. He says, I entered the Hujra Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Umar describe? He says, I saw the beloved of Allah. The beloved of Allah lying on a straw mat. There was no mattress. There was no sheet. There was no cloth. I saw the imprint of the mat on his back. His pillow didn't have the latest down feathers. He had date leaves. Another device is mentioned, what else was in that room? There was a piece of leather that was tanning. Leather that he's tanning gives off a foul stench. Omar looked left and right, there was nothing else in that room. Seeing that condition of the most beloved of Allah, tears enter into the eyes of Omar. Radiallahu anhu. And what does he say? قُلْهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيُوَسْتِ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِكْ فَإِنَّ فَعْلِسْ وَالْرُومِ فَلْوُسْتِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهُ. Ya Rasulullah made dua to Allah. What dua? Allah has increased the wealth of this world. Allah has increased the wealth of this world of your ummah. Why? What is the psychology by which Umar supports his request? He says the Romans and the Persians do not believe in Allah and they are in a wealth of luxury. You are the beloved of Allah. This is your condition. How dangerous was this statement? How dangerous was this ideology if it was allowed to take root in the heart of this ummah? What is behind this? Seems like an innocent statement. Umar couldn't desire this dunya, radiallahu anhu. He could not bear to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffering like this. This is what motivated his request. Not a desire for dunya, but behind this statement there was such a danger to the yaqeen of this ummah, to the conviction of this ummah, that this is not an ummah that ever measured its success, dignity, honor, achievement on the basis of the material achievements of this world. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, we beautified this earth, we gave you faculties, we gave you amenities, we stretched this earth out for you, we made it attractive, we filled it with wealth, with glitter, with glamour. For what? Not so that you make this earth your object. نَبْتَلِيهِ. We are testing you. This is a test. Which direction does the heart of this insan go? Do we erect idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of material achievement? So that today the musalli of this ummah, he has his forehead on the ground in sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. It is impossible for you to go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. The musalli of this world has his head in sajda. And his heart is made to serve nothing in idols. Idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of technology, idols of army, idols of material wealth of this world. Allah does not tolerate partners. Allah does not tolerate partners. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah hasn't given one human being two hearts. Either this heart will have the love of Allah or it will have the love of the world. And if there is ghayrullah, Allah will come out of the equation. أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءَ يَعْنِ الشِّرْكِ. أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءَ يَعْنِ الشِّرْكِ. Allah says, I am the most ghani, the most independent of the partners. You want Allah,
Then the veil has to come out. One person from the Bani Israel, he complained to the Nabi of the time. What was his complaint? He said, "You keep telling me that if I don't change my ways, Allah's azab is going to come. I mean, my wealth is increasing, my dunya is increasing. My masjid is going on. Where is this azab that you're talking about?" Allah reveals to the Nabi, ask him, did he ever shed tears in my love? Did he ever shed one tear in my love? When he cried for some woman. When he cried for some material loss. When he cried for some worldly tragedy. What greater azab can there be than he has failed to experience the sweetness of my love? And my ta'alluq. If we say Allah, the sweetness of Allah is not on the tongue. We say Allah, the heart is not beating with the love of Allah. The forehead is on the ground in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. And not for one second is the heart beating with the love of Allah. Allah's zikr, Allah's consciousness is not there. What effort have we made to bring that? The ni'mat, the bounties of Allah. What is the atmosphere, the environment, the universe? What about within ourselves? These eyes. He said these eyes are taking 10 three-dimensional pictures every second. 800,000 pictures every day. How many pixel camera are you going to use to do that? Keep on waiting for new models to come out on the phone. So many pixels, so many. Allah knows best. What about terminology they use? 800,000 pictures every day these eyes are taking. From what? Where do these eyes come from? Min nutfa. Where does this human being originate from? From one drop of sperm. One cell. The cell is so tiny, that you cannot see it with the naked eye. Inside that cell, Allah has kept 3.5 billion characteristics. 3.5 billion what they call nucleotide building blocks in each cell. That cell cannot be seen with the naked eye, it is so small. Inside that cell, 3.5 billion building blocks. You said that the wisdom contained in one cell is more than the combined knowledge of the entire human race. Male and female meet. The seminal fluid is passed over. It's not one sperm cell, it is 200 to 300 million sperm cells. That journey, only about 1,000 sperm cells reach the egg on the other side, in the fallopian tube of the mother. It is said on that egg there are 60,000 different codes. 60,000 different codes. There is only one sperm cell that has the matching 60,000 codes for it to match with that egg. 1,000 or so reach the source, reach the objective, then the matching process starts. If the 60,000 codes are not there, it is rejected. First one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. This is a request to fill in the gaps, mashallah. There's still space on the right hand side, my right hand side. I'm going to think we are making. Make a little bit. It's not for the other brothers. It's really nice. Space on the side. A little space. It will create space in the center of other brothers to come in.
Sorry, brother.
Where is this magic process taking place?
Prove me line.
Sun cannot be seen with the naked eye. 60,000 crores of the head. Where is this process of matching taking place? In some laboratory? Is the lighting very good? Is there some modern instrumentation to allow this process to take place? No, my respected brothers. In the womb of your mother, feel the romantic stars in three layers of darkness. In three layers of darkness, such a complex process is taking place. That it is said that if you had a team of scientists and zoology experts, and you gave them the latest equipment and the best laboratory, for them to carry out the same task, will take 2.5 to 3 years that occurs in the womb of the mother in 1.5 to 2 hours.
Allah.
Finally, when the one correct one, the matching one is found, then there is an infinitesimal pause. There is a pause still. If from above the command comes, mukhallaqa, takhliq must take place, then only germination will occur. And fertilization will take place. If the call comes, غير مخلقة, then even the matching one is found, still takhliq must not take place, that one also will be rejected. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay into a drop of sperm in the same receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a drop of blood, stage upon stage. Neither the mother, nor the father, nor any scientist, nor any technology, and any saying this. Directly under the qudrat and the command of Allah, that woman walk, talk, turn in different direction. Yabna Adam, man awsala ilayka al-ghidha, wa anta janinun fi batni ummik. O Ibn Adam, who sustained you? Who nourished you? Who nurtured you? When you were but a fetus in the womb of your mother. Such precision. What is the margin for error? What is the margin for error? Scientists estimate that if an error occurs in the development of the fetus, to what extent? What is the time period? Margin for error. They say if you divide a second into 100 million parts, to that extent, if Allah is ghafil of this process, then the eyeballs instead of the face will end up underneath the feet. Then each day, how many million women pregnant at any given time? Such precision in the qudrat and the development and the takhliq of Allah. This eye, just these eyes, it is said each eye has 130 million receptors for light. 130 million receptors for light in each eye. At the back of the eye is the retina. There is a hole through which a cable is passing through. How many wires in that cable? 1.3 million. 1.3 million wires passing through a hole. What is the size of the hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Quarter of a millimeter. Fi butuni ummahatikum. Fi dhulumatin thalath. In the womb of your mothers in three layers of darkness. Each time an image falls on the retina, the muscles of the eye contract to clear the retina to accept the next image. This contraction takes place 100,000 times every day. If the same muscles are to be put into your feet, it is equivalent to walking 80 kilometers every day. Quran is calling out, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to count, if you have to reflect, if you have to ponder on one ni'mat of Allah, how can this come into being by chance? Is this some biological accident? Such precision. They have taken Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of the equation. Darwin, 1809 to 1883, he lived.
When you're trying to address this complexity, have you taken Allah out of the equation? What conclusion do you arrive at? This insan, na'udhu billah, came from a monkey. That your grandfather was a monkey or a baboon. One cell divided and a series of accidental chance occurrences produced this insan. Such ludicrousy defies intelligence. But Allah has been taken out of the equation. Muhammad Rasulullah has been taken out of the equation. How does this insan ever hope to prosper? Whose authority is he defying? What we say, jahalat, ignorance is what? Jahalat is jahalat of university degrees. If you don't have a PhD, or you don't have a Harvard or Oxford University doctorate, you are jahil. By the qasam of my Allah, the most jahil, ignorant nation on the surface of this earth is that nation which is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah, jahalat of Quran, jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jahalat of Jannah, jahalat of Jahannam. That nation, that qawm, that hears the muazzin of Allah, hears Allahu Akbar, hears the resounding call of Allah to the masjid, and that azan falls on deaf ears, more jahil than them there is no nation. That is jahalat. Somebody pays your wage, £1,000, £2,000, probably £10,000. Tells you to stand, you stand. Tells you to sit, you sit. Tells you to jump, you ask how high. Insults you bear it with fortitude. Why? End of the month, I'm getting a wage. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? What price tag are you going to put on the favors of Allah? Let one person, become the owner of this whole world. Millions and billions and trillions of pounds. Let him go into the marketplace. Let him go into the marketplace and try to purchase one eye. Try and buy one eye. Forget buying one eye. Employ the scientists of the world. Hire out the best laboratories with the best instrumentation. Throw billions of dollars and pounds at them. And ask them to manufacture one eye for you. Qiyamah will come, they won't manufacture 1 millimeter of an eye. What price tag are you going to put on the mountains of Allah? When the call of Allah's call falls on deaf ears, who are you defying? You ask someone who is an oppressor. You say someone who loots, robs, cheats, is fraudulent, he is an oppressor. What did Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Al-Jafa, kull al-Jafa. He said, the greatest oppressor of my ummah. Sahaba said, man, who is it? He said, man sami'a al-nida, falam yujib. That person who heard the azan and didn't come to the masjid. That person who heard the azan and did not come to the masjid. That Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Does not create the capacity within the human being to do what? Makes sujood before Allah. The madhara, the display of abdiyat, of being Allah's slave, is salah. This is the command of Allah that resounded throughout the ages. Isa alayhi salam, an infant in the cradle. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki ma'asaw, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. What they said to Maryam, alayhi salam, you have blackened your face, you have tarnished the reputation of your family. Fa'ashara gilay, she points to the child, that was the command of Allah. What they said, kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiyya, how can we address a newborn child? Qala inni abdullah, atani al-kitab, waj'alani nabiyya, waj'alani mubarakan aynama kunt, wa'usani bis-salati, wa'zakati, ma dumtu hayya, wa'usani bis-salat. Newborn Isa, what is he saying? My Allah has commanded me with salah. His mother, Maryam, uqtudi, wasjudi, warka'i ma'ar raki'in, commanded with salah. Ismail alayhi salam, wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah, commanded with salah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqim is salah.
commanded the salah, فَإِذَا خَلَقْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Not once, 10 times in the Quran, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. As if the earth is commanding your salah, the sky is commanding your salah, the mountains are commanding your salah, the trees and the vegetation are commanding your salah. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is leaving the world, head resting on the chest of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, what does he say? As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat imanukum. So as his breath breaks, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Oh my Ummah, salah, salah, salah. Anbiya were commanded, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, the Zumbat is commanded. And yet 90% of the believing Ummah is away from the masjid. And you want to know why a tsunami is rising up against us? Why is the earth swallowing this Ummah in its depths? Whose authority have we? Whose authority are we challenging? This Ummah, أَمَا إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْلُقْكُمْ لِأَسْتَكْثِرَ بِكُمْ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ مِنْ وَحْشَةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَعِينَ بِكُمْ عَلَى أَمْرٍ قَدْ عَجَزْتُ عَنْهُ إِنَّمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَذْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا وَتُسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, I did not create you because we numbered few and wanted to increase our numbers. I did not create you because we were lonely and wanted company. I did not create you because there was some task that was too difficult for me to carry out, and I needed helpers to carry out that task. إِنَّمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَذْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا وَتُسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, I created you to worship me. I created you to make sujood in front of me. I created you to make my marifa to recognize who is your Allah. I created you to hymn the praises of Allah. Let this entire earth resound with the praises of Allah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, ila Musa, Nabi Bani Israel, anna fi ummati Muhammad, la rijal, yaqumun ala kulli sharafin wawad, yunadun, bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Long before this ummah could come into existence, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam. The Nabi of the Bani Israel, that an ummah is coming. An ummah is coming. What is the shi'ar? What is the symbol? What is the basis of recognition of this ummah? You will find them on every high ground, every low ground. Every gali, every alley. What will they be doing? Yunadun bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. They will be giving the dawah of la ilaha illallah. They will be calling for the greatness of Allah. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. The first ayat after Nubuwwat, oh my Nabi, stand up, warn them, what must you do? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Tell this humanity of the greatness of Allah. This is not the job of some jamaat organization. This is the wazifa-i-hayat, the foundation of the life and the purpose of the life of every ummati of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To raise Allah's greatness, to invite towards Allah's greatness, to speak of Allah's greatness, who is Allah, the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah. So that in every direction we can only see Allah. This is the prescription to take Allah's way out of this heart. Every Nabi of Allah, what was his da'wah? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. How many places Quran is telling us? Only Allah is doing, only Allah is doing, only Allah is doing. This la, this negation has to take place. The sword of la has to slash at everything in existence. Mountains are not doing, rivers are not doing, seas are not doing, technology is not doing, armies are not doing, rand, dollars and pounds are not doing, governments are not doing, the Malaika of Allah also are not doing. From wherever, however, in whatever shape or form, form, you can see it happening. It is not happening from there. La, la, la. Jo la kaha, wo la hua. Wo la bhi usme la hua. Juz la hua. Kul la hua. Phir kya hua? Allah hua. Allah hua. Allah hua. Kharamun ala qalb. Kharamun ala qalb. An yadkhulahu an-nur. Wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. Ulama say it is haram. It is impossible. It is inconceivable. That the nur of Allah's marifat, Allah's ta'alluq, Allah's love will ever enter a heart in which there is ghayrullah. This ghayr has to come out. And this ghayr, the eyes of Allah's ghayr will break through da'wah. This is what the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, ta'allamna al-iman, ta'allamna al-iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. First we learn iman. This iman has to be learned through the rigor, through the hardship, through the difficulties of striving in the way of Allah. Al-Tanifatu thiyabuhum, al-Mashakkatu arjuluhum, ruwadu al-afar, utta'u al-masafar. Their clothes became jagged and torn. Long, long distances, they traversed long, long distances. Mountains came in front, rivers came in front, weather came in front, hardships came in front, hunger came in front. They surmounted every obstacle, one object, one purpose, to introduce humanity to Allah's beauty. This was the foundation on which the Imam of Sahaba was made. Ta'allamna al-Iman. We learned this Iman. Iman will be learned. Yaqeen will be learned in that same field and medan in which Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba Iman. Qurbani has to be given. Sacrifice has to be given. What was his day? What was his night? What was his seerah? Such a personality. Every aspect of his wujud, his existence, such love Allah had for his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the limbs of the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned in Quran. No other Nabi, alam nashrah laka sadrak, the chest of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the back of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ, the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ, the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ, the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ, the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ, the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somewhere the eyes, somewhere the chest, somewhere the heart, somewhere the back, somewhere the face, somewhere the tongue, and then the entire wujud. لَعَمْرُ, by the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu. Such a Nabi, every aspect of his wujud mentioned, and yet, person to person, ten to ten, gali to gali, alley to alley, humbling himself, lowering himself. May you weeni, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will become my nasir, my helper? For what? حَتَّى أُغَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي, to make the deed of this deed. Hadith Nabi ibn Amir رضي الله تعالى عنه, Ta'ala understood. He walks in the court of Rustam. One solitary individual pulling his donkey with a jagged sword in his hand, renting the plush carpet of Rustam, flanked on either side by the sentries of Rustam. Walked up to Rustam sitting on his throne, the leader of the superpower of that time, undeterred, unaffected by what is around him. And what does he say to him? Ma jinna ilaykum, Rustam, we haven't come. Allahu ibrata asana ilaykum. Allah has sent us to you. Nahnu mabawthum min Allah. We have been sent by Allah. For what? For one shot to become two and two to become three. For one industry to become another industry. For the unquenchable thirst of this dunya to fill our bellies. No, we haven't come for that. Allahu yata'athana ilaykum, Allah has sent us. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا وَمِنْ جُوْنِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَى عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah has sent us to take this entire humanity out of the slavery and the servitude and the bondsmanship of the created entities of this world and introduce them to the bondsmanship of the Creator Allah.
Like the poet says, Yaqeen mithli khaleel aatish nashini, Yaqeen Allah masti khud gazini, Suno tahzeeb hazir ke giriftar, Gulami se battar be yaqeeni. Bring the conviction of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah will turn the fire into a garden for you. Bring the conviction of Allah and you will taste the ecstasy of this life. Listen, the slaves of this current culture and this modern so-called technological advancement, worse than slavery and bondsmanship, is incorrect yaqeen. We have been sent to take this humanity out of this incorrect yaqeen and conviction. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Not coming with that, not going to find the problem. Not going to solve any problem. Who is the millionaire? They say a millionaire is a man who got £1 million. No, millionaire is a man who got £1 million. And a billionaire is a man with £1 billion. You got an imagine it, just leave it. No! Parashan all the time. Through that wealth, bring Allah's deen alive, then there will be sukoon in that wealth. Otherwise, by the qasam of my Allah, only your parashan will be. Our goal is akhirat, not this dunya. This doubt, this pain, this concern to take humanity out of the tightness, restrictiveness of this world and introduce them to the masters of akhirat. What is this life? Ma li wa li dunya. ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركه والله ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The fountainhead of intelligence, of taqwa, of piety, of the recognition of Allah. What does he say? He says, by the qasam of my Allah, this whole world compared to akhirat is like you take your finger, put it in the ocean, the one drop of water is the dunya. The entire ocean is akhirat. What akal, what intelligence causes you in the pursuit of that one droplet of water to lose the entire ocean? Is that intelligence? كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. What is Quran telling us? When akhirat will be seen, when Jannah and Jahannam will come in front of you, then the life of this world will appear as if it is one morning or one evening. Allah will gather the people of Jahannam, يا أهل النار, يا أهل النار, O people of Jahannam, كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين. How long was this life? Allah will say, Ya Ahl al-Nar, they will respond, Labbaik Rabbana wa Sa'adayk. Wallah, we are present, it is our Sa'adat. Kam labithum fil ardi adad asineen. How long was this life? Labithna yawman. Labithna yawman. O Baba yawm. Wallah, we live for one day. One day. Or a portion of one day. بِئْسَ مَا اتَّجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أُبَعْضِيُمْ. Look at the expression in Hadith. بِئْسَ مَا اتَّجَرْتُمْ. What does it mean when a deal, a business deal goes off? Because Allah knows the fitrat of this insan, this lalage and attachment with tijarat, with trade and commerce, that drives humanity. So what a poor bargain you have struck. What a great loss you have incurred to fulfill the desires of one day or a portion of one day. What have you earned? What have you got in exchange for that? Sakhati wa ghadabi wa lanati wa nara jahannam khalidina fiha abada. You have earned my anger. You have earned my curses. You have earned my jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You will have to reside herein forever. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. Allah says, those who belied our signs, soon they will enter a blazing fire. Each time one layer of skin gets burnt, we will replace it with another layer, so that they continue experiencing the pain of Jahannam. This acknowledgement that the nerve cells that give the sensation of pain are contained in the skin. This is a recent medical discovery. 14th century is the Quran is telling us, every time one layer of skin gets burned, another one will come. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَىٰ Such a fire. إِنَّهَا لَغَىٰ نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَىٰ It will scorch the skin of the flesh of insan. Replaced by another one, so that the suffering continues. It is said that the skin of the normal human being, his skin, this organ, the thickness is less than 1 centimeter. The skin of a Jahannami would be more than 80 foot long. The thickness would be more than 80 foot long. Such a bhagal Allah has created. That once in Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, Allah the Rasulullah was sitting with Sahaba. He said, if this masjid had to expand, so that it contained 100,000 insan and one jahannami, one person from jahannam had to come into this masjid, ثُمَّ يَتَنَفَّسْ Then he had to breathe out. فِي سَمُومْ وَحَمِيمْ وَظِلْ مِي يَحْمُومْ He had to breathe out. Such will be the heat of one breath of a Jahannami that this entire masjid and 100,000 insan will be burnt to ashes. My Hamim, one bucket of my Hamim comes in the riwayat, the water of Jahannam. If it is brought into this world, the 7 oceans of the world will start boiling. Khalidina fiha abada. Khalidina fiha abada. Allah will say, you have to remain herein forever. Years and years they will be shouting, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, O keeper of Jahannam. Finally he will respond, comes in one riwayat after 40 years. He will respond, what is it? لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ We are not asking for anything else. Just ask Allah to let us die. Let us die so that this azab can come to an end. Malik will respond, إِنَّكُمْ مَا كِثُورِ You have to remain alive. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا Then they will turn to Allah, رَبَّنَا, 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 رَبَّنَا. Finally Allah will respond, after how many thousand years, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ظَالِينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَيْنَوْدَنَا فَيْنَا ظَالِمُونَ Take us out. Give us a second chance. Allah will say, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Jahannam must be locked up. Now they must not even speak. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ Didn't our waters come to you? Allah will address the people of Jannah, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, they also will respond, Labbaik Rabbana wa Sa'deik. Ya Allah, it is our sa'adat, our honor. Kam labithtum fil ardi adad sineen. How long was this life? They also will respond, Labithna yawman, O Baba yawm. Ya Allah, it was one day, or a portion of one day. Ni'ma mat tajartum, ni'ma mat tajartum, fi yawmin, O Baba yawm. رحمتي وكرامتي وجنتي خالدين فيها أبدا what a bargain you have struck little bit difficulty little bit hardship little bit qurbani little bit sacrifice in one day or a portion of one day you have earned my favors you have earned my pleasure you have earned my bounties you have earned my jannat خالدين فيها أبدا such a jannat Inna adana ahlil jannati manzila. Rasulullah Ta'ala said, the lowest level of jannah, the last person to come out of Jahannam, how many thousands and millions of years, Allah knows best. From the Juhayna tribe he will be. His name also will be Juhayna. The last person for his istiqbal to welcome him. Nowadays, when they have these so-called glittering functions, what they put red carpet. They call it red carpet ceremonies. How long red carpet are they going to put? 10 meters, 20 meters? A carpet will be stretched out to welcome, this is the last person, this is the lowest rung, lowest level. The last person, a carpet will be stretched out. This carpet will be 40 years long. 40 years long. 80,000 riman. 80,000 servants to make the istiqbal of the last, lowest person in Jannah. يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين. Eighty thousand servants. أما آن لسيدنا النزور. What will they say? أما آن لسيدنا النزور. How long we were waiting for you? أما آن لسيدنا النزور. How long we were waiting for you? The dasturkhan will be laid out, and it will be 80,000 different types of food. Somebody has a function, they give you a little bit soji first, sweet meat, then biryani, one plate, you eat that, very tasty. Second plate, got a big appetite, eat that also. Third plate, then what happens? Then you got indigestion, then we're looking for Eno. Got heartburn. Can't take it. I don't want to look at it also. There was one person, he was traveling somewhere. He passed by one town. So one person saw he's a Parsi traveler, stranger, he invited him home for meals. Put the dasturkhan, made him sit down. When he brought the hot salad, the hot curry, put in front of him, and went to fetch the roti, by the time he came with the roti, the curry was eaten. So he left the roti and went back to get more curry. By the time he came back with some more salad curry, the roti was eaten. So he left the curry, went back to fetch the roti, by the time he came back, this was eaten. So then he left the roti, he carried on like this, up, down, up, down. 7 or 8 times. But eventually he was exhausted and frustrated. Finally this person finished. So then he said to him, he asked him, by where are you going? He says, I'm on a journey, I'm going to so-and-so town. Why are you going there? There's one doctor, physician. I'm going to see him. He specializes in the treatment of my problem. What is your problem? He says, I suffer from lack of appetite. So he says, do me one favor, on your return journey, please use another road, don't come back. But normally, how much can a person eat? 80,000 different types of food. And yet what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Yajidu fi akhiri luqmatin minha. Yajidu fi akhiri luqmatin minha ladhatan lam yajid qablaha. The jannati will experience in the 80,000th morsel that ladhat, that ecstasy which he did not experience before that. It will get better and better and better. Now he's eaten. What is the next thing? All of a sudden the curtain will drop. And in front of him will be the Hoor of Jannah. She also was waiting. How long? How long was she waiting? She also would say, Ya Wali Allah, Ya Wali Allah, Ama lana fika min raghba. Oh friend of Allah, don't you desire me? Ma anti wa man anti, who are you? أَنَا مِنَ اللَّوَاتِ خُبَيْنَ لَكْ أَنَا مِنَ اللَّوَاتِ خُبَيْنَ لَكْ I am from those who has been specially prepared for you. Women of such indescribable beauty, مِنْ رِجْلَيْهَا إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهَا مِنَ الزَّعْفَرَانِ from the knee, from the toe to the knee made out of zafran, not sand and water and the elements of the earth. من الزعفران من ركبتيها إلى ثدييها من العنبر من المسك الخالص from the knee to the chest out of musk من ثدييها إلى عنقها من العنبر الأشهر from the neck from the chest to the neck made out of عنبر من عنقها إلى رأسها من الكافور الأبيض from the neck to the head out of camphor خلقت من سلالة المسك والأمبر والزعفران والكافور she will be created from the quintessence of musk, amber, zafran and camphor نور وجهها من نور الله تعالى the nur of her face will be from the nur of Allah خيرات حسان حور مقصورات في الخيام لم يتمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان حور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون حور عين كأنهن بيض مكنون عروة أترابا كواعب أترابا How many expressions Quran uses to describe these women? The height of ecstasy, the height of invitation, the height of passion, the height of desire, each sway of her hips There will be 100,000 invitations and suggestions towards ecstasy. The hair of her head, she will be 130 foot tall. From the top of her head, her hair will be going down. One strand of that hair, if it is brought into this world, the entire world will become pregnant. If she sways her hair, just sways her head, and her head lifts up, it will be like the scattering of clouds in the sky. سطع نور في الجنة فرفعوا أبصارهم فإذا هي من صدر حورا ضحكت في وجه زوجها جنة is نور There will be a blinding light of نور which will shine through جنة They will investigate One حور smiled at the face of her husband She opened her mouth The نور was the light that came out of her tooth كلما نظر إليها ازدادت في عينه سبعين ضعفا من الحسن والجمال Each time he turns away and looks back at her, her beauty will have increased 70 times. You will not get tired. Look at your wife in the dunya, 5-6 minutes, you start arguing. Those women, the first gaze will last for 40 years. The first embrace, the first mu'alaqa, such will be the lazzat of it, it will last for 70 years. Rabi'i bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why the Sahaba? Why was Sahaba not interested in putting up big buildings? Why were they not caught up by the glitter and glamour of this dunya? One Sahabi comes, Rajulun Aswad, Qabih Hussura, La Mal Ali, Ya Rasulullah, I am a black man, I am ugly, I will know wealth. If I strive in the path of Allah, will Allah give me Jannat? The Sahabi says, yes. Allah will give you Jannat. The Sahabi makes the ultimate sacrifice. Allah Rasulullah comes to him. His body is lying on the ground. What does the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to him? طيب الله رائحتك كثر مالك حسن الله وجهك Allah has made you beautiful Allah has increased your wealth Allah has given you a beautiful smell and then what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say I can see two of the hosts of Jannah fighting with one another who can enter his jubba first interested in the attractions of this world in front of them was the dirt, was the pain, was the concern, was the worry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had in front of them like a kaleidoscope that 23 years of qurbani and sacrifice 10 to 10, person to person Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu May yuwini, may yansurni hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi He goes to the Banu Hanifa tribe in Mina. What do? They pick up stones and they start flinging at him. He's forced to run away. He takes the refuge for the Banu Amr bin Sasa tribe. They listen to his message. What happens? The seed is planted in the heart. Perhaps they will accept. Imagine days upon days of rejection. Minhum man safala fi wajhi. Minhum man hata alayhi turab. Minhum man safa fi wajhi. Some of them used to spit in his face. Some of them would swear at him. They would scoff at him. They would mock him. They would pick up sand and fling it at him. Finally, somebody has listened. These people have listened. The spark of hope enters the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, we cannot give you our final answer until our leader Buhayra doesn't come. They give him refuge, waiting for Buhayra. When Buhayra comes, they say to him, this is that Arab youngster who says that he is the Nabi of Allah. What is the reaction of Buhayra? With absolute pride and arrogance, he says, there is no one in the entire Mina who is more hated to me than you. If my people had not given you shelter instead of my tongue, I would have spoken to you with my sword. Now get away from here. Heartbroken, heart sore. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mounts the camel when his back is turned. What does Buhayra do? He takes his spear, pokes it into the flank of the camel. The camel jerks. And Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is flung from the camel. Lying on the ground, his body full of dust, his face full of dust. Peals of laughter, mocking laughter in every direction. They are laughing loudly at him. His Mubarak face, entire body full of dust. Which face? Which face? Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Lana shams, lana shams, walil afaqi shams, wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai. بِأَنَّ شَمْسَ السَّمَاءِ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ عِشَاءٍ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ وَشَمْسُنَا تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ عِشَاءٍ. She used to say, we have one sun, and the horizon has one sun. Our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It is already light. If it didn't rise, what difference does it make? Our sun will light up the entire darkness. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, I was lying with my head in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Sallam's head was in my lap in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. It was a 14 full moon night. Because I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. By the qasam of my Allah, the noor, effulgence and beauty of his face was more than the moon. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ فَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَأْلَأُ بِالْجُدُدِ. Abu Hurairah says, I have never seen anything more magnificent than the face of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As if the sun, Abu Hurairah used to say, it is as if the sun would shine from his face. And when he smiled, the nur of that smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Aisha radiallahu anha is cleaning some vegetables. It is dark, dust. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting in front of her. It is humid. Beads of perspiration form on the brow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of a sudden she stops what she's doing. He was looking down. When he becomes conscious, Aisha has stopped what she's doing. He looks up. And he sees she's staring, mesmerized, transfixed. Staring open-mouthed in his face. Ya Khumaira, this was an affectionate term that he would use for Aisha. What has happened? Aisha radiallahu anha was an extremely intelligent woman. Allah had given her great intelligence. She was also a poetess. What would the poets do? They would form expressions describing their mashuqa, their objects of desire. Most of these expressions were exaggeration, they were lies. She says, Abu al-Kabira Huzali, today I understood his expression, a poet of the past. What did he do? He compared the beauty of the face of his beloved with an electric storm, pitch black night, as the bolts of lightning shoot across the horizon. There is no language that can depict the beauty of such a manzar and scene. The perspiration falling down the forehead of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such was the noor, such was the light of it in the darkness, that she says, today I understood what Abu al-Kabira Huzali was saying. Wa idha nadartu ila asirati wajihi bariqat ka barqil arid al-mutahallili. Ulama say, amongst the myriad miracles, mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one miracle was his Mubarak face. That anyone who was sachai, with sidq in his heart, would look at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just looking at his face, the conviction would enter the heart that this is the Nabi of Allah. One Jew used to sell his wares in Makkah Mukarramah. The morning after the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's running like a madman in Makkah. Was any male child born last night? The people said yes. Is his father alive? Yes. He said no, I'm not looking for that child. Was there any male child born last night whose father is not alive? They said yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. Take me to him. When the newborn, just a few hours old, when the newborn Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is brought in front of this Jew, just looking at his face, newborn baby, what does he say? Waylun li bani Israel, waylun li bani Israel, laqad kharajat an-nubuwwatu minha wa rahtum biha ya ma'shara quraish, wallahi la yastawanna bikum satwatan yadhharu amruha fi ash-sharq wal-gharb. He says halakat, destruction to the bani Israel, to the Jews, nubuwwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, O Quraysh. Then he points to that child and he says, Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, the noor of this child will light up the entire universe. Abdullah bin Salam, a Jewish scholar of Medina, he says, I heard that that person claiming to be the Nabi of Allah has come and he's to deliver the first khutbah, first public address. He says, my curiosity was piqued. The whole of Medina gathered. Huge crowd. Abdullah bin Salam says, I also went. As I drew closer, he says, my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Falamma nazartu ila wajhihi. When I looked at his Mubarak face, tabayyantu, mere dil ne yakeen kar liya, anna wajahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab. The conviction entered my heart that this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi. أفلت شموس الأولين أفلت شموس الأولين وشمسنا أبدا على أفق الأولى لا تغرب. Like the poet says, the sun, the sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our sun, our source of light, our Hadi, our Siraj, our Munir, our Da'i إلى الله, our Muhammad, our Ahmad, our Mahi, our Hashir, our Taha, our Abu al-Qasim, our Fatih, our Khatim, our Yasin, our Mudathir, our Muzammil, our Khatam al-Nabiyyin, our Nabiyyul Mursaleen, our Nabiyyul Rahma, our Sayyidul Awwaleen wal-Akhirin, Tajidari Medina, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal-Akhirin, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This earth will be destroyed. This universe will be destroyed. The physical sun will be destroyed. But the sun, the light of guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never ever set. Such a Nabi, and today, his face full of dust, kuffar mocking, laughing around him. That same face, wa duha. Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimullah, in his Tafsir Kabir, one translation of this wa-duha, what does he give? By the qasam of your shining face. Wa-layli ila saja, by the qasam of your black zulfa. That same zulfa soiled with dust. That face soiled with dust. Laughter in every direction. Yet, not one word of badwa. Not one curse. Not one invocation to Allah, inviting the wrath of Allah by the qasam of my Allah. Forget making dua, it's just in his heart, just in his heart. Just in his heart he had desired their destruction, the entire Mina would have been wiped free of insan. Sacrifice upon sacrifice he gave. One pain, one concern, one cry, one worry. How this humanity can be saved from Jahannam, good day. Day in, day out, this dirt, this pain. Why? Previous Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam, what does Quran say? Li kulli ummatin rasool. Wa in min ummatin illa qala fiha nadheer. Li kulli qawmin haad. Inna arsalna nuhan ila qawmi. Wa ila thamuda aqawum saliha. Wa ila madina aqawum shu'ayba. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَقَاهُمْ هُودًا. One nation, one قوم, one people. Every Nabi had this consolation that when I leave this world, another Nabi is to come after me. Allah's Rasul عليه وسلم قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين، وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. عالمي نبي، his نبوت transcended the boundaries of race, creed, color, nationality. His نبوت transcended the boundaries of time also. Till Qiyamah, for the entire humanity, east, west, north, south, above, below, the key to Jannah, مفتاح الجنة, was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the logical requirement of this? That he should have had the age of Nuh alayhi salam. He should have had the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. He should have had the wealth of those Sulaiman. What? That is the requirement of it. Yet what was the reality? Wulida yateeman. Wulida yateeman. وَعَاشَ فَقِيرًا وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was born an orphan. He lived the life of a faqir. Once he goes to the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha, is there any food? She says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. He goes to the masjid. Turakat Sara behind one pillar. Then Turakat Sara behind another pillar. Then Turakat Sara behind another pillar. In the interim, Usman radiallahu anha comes to the home of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. O Ummul Mumineen, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says there was no food, he went to the masjid. Osman burst into tears. Why didn't he ask me? Why didn't he ask Abdul Rahman bin Auf? Why didn't he ask Thabit bin Qais bin Shammat radiallahu anhu? Osman rushes home, loads the camel, realizes that this will take time to prepare. Some ready-made food also he brings, leaves it at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and goes away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home. Food is there. Aisha, has anything happened? Aisha, has anything happened? She says, you went to talk to Allah. How could nothing have happened? Allah has made intizam. What intizam? Osman has brought this. When he sees this, he looks to the heavens. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with Osman. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with Osman. Three times. This was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qurbani, upon Qurbani, upon Qurbani. 8,156 days. 23 years of nubuwwat. Yet what does Aisha radiallahu anha say? Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah in his shifa mentions this riwayat. The karguzari of 23 years. At the end of it, Aisha ummul mu'mineen. What does she say radiallahu anha? فَمَا أَقَامَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا شَهْرًا. This is what I have presented in front of you is the 23-year nubuwwat of my Nabi. After this, he lived for one more month. After this expression, what she says in this riwayat, she says, after this, he lived for one more month. How does she begin her? How does she begin her karguzari? She says, لَمْ يَمْتَلِ جَوْفُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شِبْعًا قَفْتُ وَلَمْ يَبُثَّ شِكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدْ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ. She says, 23 years and my Nabi on one day even didn't eat stomach food. He never complained to anyone. He never stretched his hand out to anyone. He preferred hardship. He preferred difficulty over ease. He preferred hardship over comfort. Why? Because in this Qurbani, in this hardship, this was the water that was going to water and cultivate the field of hidayat for his ummah. She says, at times I would observe him tossing from side to side for an entire night as a result of hunger. Yet she says, a night spent like that would not stop him from fasting the next day. She says, on one occasion he got up. His back was, he was bent over. He was pressing his Mubarak stomach to the plank of the bed, trying to appease the pangs of hunger. Aisha says, when I saw this, I burst into tears. And I started rubbing his stomach with my hand. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you make dua to Allah? Why don't you make dua to Allah? That Allah has opened the door of ease on your ummah. He looked at me and he said, Aisha, I will not make the dua. Mali walid dunya, what is there for me in this dunya? He got up, the riwayat you heard earlier, struck the chest of Umar. Awafi anta hada ibn al-Khattab? Umar, are you still in a doubt? Umar, are you still in a doubt? Ulaika qawmun khad ujjalat lahum al-hayatu al-dunya. Ama tarda an yakuna lahum al-dunya wa lana al-akhirah? Umar, we are suffering, we are in hunger. We are in hardship, we are in difficulty. Why? What is behind us? In this Qurbani, Allah is giving us akhirah. This ummah was sent for akhirah. Umar, they are a nation, they are in the lap of luxury. Does it not please you? They will get dunya, we will get akhirah. This ummah was put on Qurbani and then Qurbani. He goes to the home of Fatima, his most beloved daughter, knocks on the door. Fatima, it is your father. Wa ma'i Imran bin Hussein. With me is Imran bin Hussein. One Arab leader with a weak voice from inside. She says, oh my father, I cannot let you enter. Why, Fatima? She says, I don't have a cloak. I don't have a chadar, a cloth to cover myself, and with you is Imran. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that this was the home of the Buwat. The womb of the queen of the women of Jannah, she doesn't have a cloth to cover herself. And our women, every occasion, new outfits. Every wedding, lavish ceremony. Every season, change of outfit. Where is the jazba of the ummah? Where is the direction of the ummah? He takes his own chadar off, passes it into the home. And then he enters. When he enters, he embraces Fatima. The chin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the crown of her head, and she is sobbing. Sobbing and crying. Amrad, asqam, oja, sickness, hunger, difficulty. What must have went through the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His own daughter in this difficulty, in this trial. The homes of Medina emptied. Behind this was one dard, one pain, one concern, one cry. Ya Allah, save my ummah from Jahannam. Save my ummah from Jahannam. For this stones were tied to his stomach. For this he was cursed 3 miles in time. For this his daughters were given talaq. For this three months would pass, the stone would not be left. For this night upon night of the musalla, his body, his entire wujud writhing, sobbing and crying. So the tears would pour from his Mubarak beard onto the ground. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Allah my Ummat. Allah my Ummat. Allah my Ummat. What does he say to her? Hawini Alayk. Hawini Alayk. Fatima, do not make this difficult. He's consoling her. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا ذُقْتُ مُنْذُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَوَاقَ. By the qasam of that being, in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your father also hasn't eaten for 3 days. وَكَفَى بِكِ شَرَفًا أَن تَكُونِي سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Fatima, is it not sufficient? Is it not sufficient as dignity and honor that Allah has made you the queen of the women of Jannah? But that title has a Qurbani as a prize. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were, what was the Nabi of Allah doing? He said there was dates lying on the ground. Dates lying on the ground will be partially eaten by insects. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing? Ibn Umar says he was picking up the dates, cleaning it and eating it. Then he offered it to me. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't desire it. Umar, if Umar couldn't see those days. And what is the Nabi of Allah doing? Picking it up and eating it. If he wanted, Allah could have sent man and salwa from Jannah to this earth for him. Tomorrow you will see. The key to Jannah will be in his hand. Maqam-e-Mahmood will be his. Hoja Kosar will be his. The flag of Allah's hamd and tarif will be his. You will be surrounded, surrounded by the malaika of Allah, surrounded by servants. Shafa'at Kubra will be his. And yet what is he doing? Picking up dates from the ground and eating it. Ibn Umar said, Bal, he said, I don't desire it, Ya Rasulullah. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to him? Bal ana ashtahihi. Bal ana ashtahihi. Hadihi subhu rabi'a. Ma duktu shi'a. Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? He says, 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed and I haven't had one morsel of food to eat. Dastan, legacy of qurbani and sacrifice. What was behind it? Every Nabi, as he left the world, knew another Nabi is going to come. Such was the bogh and pain and burden on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after me there is no Nabi to come. After me there is no Nabi to come. What is going to happen to my ummah? What is going to happen to my ummah? This worry drove him. So that finally, when few months remained, he knew the time had come near. He makes al-wida with his sahaba. What is the legacy that he leaves behind? Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that sahabi who had this distinctive sharaf and dignity and honor that no other sahabi had. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly addressed him and said, Wallahi inni uhibbuk, by the qasam of Allah, I love you. Yet 6 months before his demise, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Mu'adh bin Jabal out in the path of Allah. Such was the bond between Nabi and his ummati that he is walking. Mu'adh is on the camel making al-wida with one sahabi. He walks with him right up to Juruf, which is approximately 7 kilometers outside Medina. 7 kilometers making al-wida with one sahabi. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, what does he say to him? Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada وَلَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِ هَذَا وَبِقَبْلِ وَمَعَذْ وَمَعَذْ. After this year you will see me no more. When you return back to Medina, you will find my qabr. You will find my masjid. You will not find me. فَبَكَى مُعَذْ جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. مُعَذْ burst into tears. Allah's Rasul turns his face away from Mu'adh. Why? Because the grief of Mu'adh will be increased. He can see the tears on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ya Mu'adh, la tabki. Mu'adh, do not cry, do not cry. Inna awla al-nasi bi al-muttaqoon. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Those who are on taqwa, those are on my day, my night, my figure, wherever they are or whoever they are, they will be close to me. One person like this, until finally on the plains of Mina and Arafat, Quran had come down, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Quran had come down that the time for you to leave has come near. On the 11th, he addresses the gathering of Sahaba, the earth will never see a gathering like this again. He begins his address, عَسَىٰ أَلَّا تَلْقَوْنِي بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا. O my Sahaba, after this year you will see me no more. No words can describe what this must have caused to the hearts of Sahaba. They would address him, Nafdika bi abayina wa ummahatina. Ya Rasulullah, may our parents be sacrificed upon you. That is how they would address him. He delivers his last khutbah. At the end of it, what is the pain? What is the concern? What is the worry? What is driving him? 5 hours in Arafat crying. For who? Sahaba, their Jannat had already been guaranteed. He was given that Basharat which no other Nabi was given. Where Allah said in the Quran, Kullan, 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 Wa'adallahu al-Husna. O my Nabi, every one of your Sahaba, I have made wada out of Jannat. So who was he crying for? Who was the dar for? Who was the worry for? At the end of that khutbah, هل بلغ هل بلغ have I fulfilled the haq of tabligh, that which the ummah today has reduced and belittled to the work of some organization or some jamaat or some group. He didn't ask this question on any other tenet of deen. Not salah, not zakat, not hajj, no other tenet. Only da'wat and tabligh. Have I fulfilled the haq of tabligh? In front of them, like a kaleidoscope, was that 23 years of tireless qurbani, tireless hardship, tireless difficulty. What did this question, hal balagh, mean? Have I fulfilled the haq of tabligh? What does it mean? That, oh my ummah, oh my sahaba, was there some other difficulty, some other hardship, some other hunger, some other member of my family that should have been slaughtered, some other hurt that I should have incurred that I did not incur for the sake of my ummah? Was there anything more that I could have done? This is what it means, Al-Ballah. Was there anything more that I could have done? With one voice they said, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, you fulfilled the haq. There was nothing more you could have done. He raises his finger to the heaven. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, you be a witness. Oh Allah, you be a witness. Oh Allah, you be a witness. And then what does he say? Those timeless words are uttered. After this year, I will be no more. What was he seeing in front of him? 5 days before his demise, 5 or 7 days, delegation of Sahaba comes, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and others. When he sees them, elated, he gives them dua. Nasarakumullah, awakumullah, hadakumullah, kafakumullah. The lengthy rewind, I'm cutting it short. May Allah be your sati, your companion, your guide. May Allah be with you. Dua upon dua, he gives them. And then what does he tell them? Says, oh my sahaba, oh my sahaba, my ummah that is to come after you, convey the salams of their Nabi to me. Convey my salams to my ummah that is to come after you. The wali was for them, the wali was for you and I. That is why he delivered that timeless word. فَلْيُبَلِّغْ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ فَلْيُبَلِّغْ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. That majma's jannat was guaranteed. Then what does he say? He say to them, I will be no more. Take this responsibility of tabligh to the four corners of the world. Tariq is a witness. Where are their graves? Uqba bin Nafi' radiallahu anhu in Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari in Tunis. Abu Zumat al-Balawi, Tunis. Khumama radiallahu anhu in Isfahan, central Iran. Noman bin Muqarrin al-Muzani in Nihawin. Amr bin Mahdi Karib al-Muzani in Nihawin. Abu Rafi Ghifari, Abdul Rahman bin Samura in Khurasan, northeastern Iran. Abu Ayyub Ansari in Istanbul. Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu in Rome. Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu in Damascus. Fadl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu in Damascus. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu in Hims in Syria. Abdul Rahman bin Samura in southern France. Rib'i bin Ziyad al-Harithi in Sijistan. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu in Iraq. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu in Iraq. Amr bin Aas radiallahu anhu in Egypt. Abdullah bin Rawaha. Zayd bin Haritha. Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu in Muta. Abdul Rahman bin Mu'az. Mu'az bin Jabal and Abdul Rahman bin Mu'az. Father and son, banks of the River Jordan. Abdul Rahman bin Abbas, Ma'bun bin Abbas in Northern Africa. Shurahbil bin Hassan radiallahu anhu in Jordan. Like this, read the books of history. Read the seerah. My respected brothers, if the pages of Quran could speak, if the books of history could speak, if the sands of time could speak, they would shout out to this ummah that you are not an ummah that sat at home. You are not an ummah that was worried about yourself and your family. You are an ummah that was sent, selected, chosen by Allah to bring alive the fikr and worry for humanity of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An ummah was prepared, that put persuaded by the cries of their wives or their children. We're not persuaded by the attraction of this dunya. In front of them was one fitter, one cry, one concern, one worry. This humanity must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. One person's akhirat, one person's jannah, qurbani was given, and then qurbani, and then qurbani, and then qurbani. Where is that cry today? Where is that concern today? Where is that worry today? Quran has unequivocally stated, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير للضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة. The one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah will never be equal. Allah's qasam, the one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah will never be equal. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given rank, Allah has given superiority, Allah has given distinction to the one striving in the path of Allah over the one sitting at home. Sahabi passes away in Madinah Munawwara, Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam leading the Janaz and Salawat, then he says, only the Sahabi of mine has passed away in the path of Allah. Sahaba is shocked. He says, when a person of Medina passes away in the path of Allah, from the point when he passed away to his home in Medina, Allah will give him one palace in Jannah. Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu, Mimbar al-Rasul, Masjid al-Nabawi, Khilafat of Usman radiallahu anhu. What does he say? Ya Ahl al-Medina, Ya Ahl al-Medina. O people of Medina, do not be deceived that you are the residents of Medina. Your brothers of the other parts of the world are striving in the path of Allah. Do not feel that you are the residents of Medina, for you are exempt from Rasulullah, he's saying. And then what does he say? Wallahi, wallahi, la yawmun ya'maluhu ahadukum fi sabilillah khayrun min alfi yawm. Khayrun min alfi yawm. La yuftir wa la yaftir. What does he say? He says, one day, striving in the path of Allah is better than 1,000 days in Medina. Wow. Such a 1,000 days when you fast every day and every night is spent in the Hajjud Salah. By the qasam of my Allah, Usman says, one day striving in the path of Allah is better than this. Why? Because this ummah was sent, selected. Rabi'i bin Amir, radiallahu anhu. What does he say in the court of Rustam? Allah has sent us to take humanity out of the servitude of things, introduce them to the servitude of Allah. Take them out of the tightness of this world, introduce them to its vastness. Take them out of the injustice and oppression of every other way of life and introduce them to the justice of Islam. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْرُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. One voice, write this down in gold, the half of it will not be fulfilled. He says, Allah sent us with this deen to this entire makhluk to invite them towards the greatness of Allah. Hada balagul linnas. This Quran, this deen, tabligh for humanity. Quran is saying, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh, O my Nabi, make tabligh. And then his ummah, balligh anni, walau ayah, convey from me, even if it is one ayat you know. Quran is balagul linnas. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh. بلغ عني ولو آية. And finally, on the plains of Mina and Arafat, فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب. فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب. Dawat and tabligh, my respected brothers, like salah is in order of Allah, like zakat is in order of Allah, like hajj is in order of Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, dawat and tabligh is in order of Allah. Dawat and tabligh is in order of Allah. This is no namazi jamaat, zakat jamaat, hajj jamaat. This is not a jamaat or an organization. Each ummati was given directly by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this dar, this pain, this cry, this concern, this legacy of mercy for one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. To learn this responsibility, my respected brothers, we are not an ummat that trips. We are not an ummat that will be attracted by this dunya. We are an ummat that came to save humanity from Jahannam, to guide them towards the greatness of Allah, to show them the beauty of the way of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now is the time to make decisions. Don't look left, don't look right. Stand up and give our names. Those of us who haven't been to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Those of us who have been 4 months earlier, stand up, mashallah. Don't make brothers to stand. It's time to make decisions with Allah. Ya Allah, you accept me. Bring up and ask Allah to accept us. Some of these brothers, more than stand up, mashallah. Our standing will encourage others to stand. 4 months.
Come on, mashallah. We request all the brothers, mashallah. Now is the time for the brothers, inshallah, to show your tarif to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah. Keep studying, MashaAllah. Those that are not studying, why are we not studying?
Study to ask Allah to accept us. Make decisions tonight with Allah.
Come on, brothers, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, we request all our brothers, inshallah, to remain standing, inshallah, who are ready for the message of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, all our brothers
who are genuinely those who are ready, keep standing, MashaAllah.
What do you want, inshallah? We humbly request all our brothers to remain standing.
MashaAllah, taqabbalallah, barakallah.
MashaAllah.
Allah's fresh help will come, respected brother, don't delay. No guarantees.
The remaining brother requested.
Humanity is waiting. Let's see. Who is going to show them the way to
Jannah? All these brothers are requested, inshallah, to follow Brother Asif to the mystery of the three brothers in the back. Brother Shokas, Brother Rashid, and Rashid in the back, inshallah. So all these brothers, the brothers who are seated are kindly requested to give their right, inshallah.
And the brothers still again, come and look for MashaAllah. Come and look for MashaAllah. Come and look for MashaAllah.
Brother Victor Haraka, Uncle Zavarka Deva, inshallah. Come and look for MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
It's not a time for our domination, by the way. It's only the